So I've been asked to explain the important places here. As Maharaj explained in Madhai Tala about the sannyas pastime of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is actually the place where the barber, whose name was Madhu, he shaved the beautiful hairs of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the place where Lord Mahaprabhu's hair was shaved is just near the tree behind, as you can see. And just opposite the tree,
towards this side, is the
Kesh Samadhi. That means the hair, they were put into Samadhi there, that particular shrine. And also, there is the Samadhi of Gadadhar Das, one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And inside here, there is a small entrance. We cannot go there because it will take too much time. But there are two samadhis. The first, as you enter, is the samadhi of the barber, Madhu. Uh-huh. And just after that is the full samadhi of Srila Keshava Bharati, the sannyas spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, inside the temple room, the darshan have just opened. There is a very old deity of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which was made by Narahari Sarkar. This deity, he actually made three deities, and the biggest deity is right here. And there is another deity which is in Shrikhanda, the smallest one. And there is another third deity, the medium sized one, which was earlier in Bangladesh, and now that also has been brought to Shrikhanda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Should all pray here for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy so that we can also follow in his footsteps and be and freed from all material attachments and internally be sannyasis.
Are you giving subtle hints?
Gadadhar Das, whose samadhi is here, was one of the most intimate and powered associates and preachers of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. In fact, after Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda left this world, Gadadhar Das resided here. And his disciple, Yadu Nandan, was a very, very intimate associate of Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and others. We may go to the home of Gadadhar Das. And we also may not. But there are beautiful stories about his fearless preaching. He spent his last days here, and his wonderful samadhi and the samadhi of Lord Chaitanya's hair are revealing so much mercy upon us. For the residents of Navadvipa, Lord Chaitanya's taking sannyas was like when Krishna left Vrindavan with Akrura for Mathura. Just as the Brijavasis were sunk deeply into an ocean of separation, similarly the Navadvipvasis were plunged deep to the bottom of this ocean when the Lord left. After all, Vishwarup, his elder brother, when he left to take sannyas, not a single person of Navadvip ever saw him again. Nobody even heard of him until years later in Pandharapur, when Lord Chaitanya learned that he had left his body there. So when Lord left, devotees were uncertain whether they would ever see or hear from him again, ever. That was their dilemma. That morning they came to greet him like every other day, and they just saw Sachimata standing motionless. The only motion was the profuse tears from her eyes. They came to meet her son. They asked her, what was the problem? Just by seeing her, they didn't reply an answer. They didn't require an answer. They understood the Lord has left. And Sachimata said that you are his devotees, therefore this home, it is all your property. Take it. I have no reason to live. Advaitacharya, he was so utterly broken by this. He proclaimed to the Lord's devotees that there's no reason to live if the Lord has left us. I will go to the river Ganges and drown myself. I cannot live. And if anyone tries to stop me, then I'll go in the middle of the night when everyone is sleeping, and I will take my life in the Ganga. And every one of the devotees, they responded, Advaita Prabhu, we will not try to stop you. We are all going with you. We will all end our lives in Ganga. So they were all in a procession. Advaita Prabhu and all the Lord's loving devotees in a procession from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house to Ganga, where they were all committed to the vow of ending their lives. This was the extent that the sannyas pastime affected their hearts. When they reached the Ganga, they offered their obeisances and were just about to enter when a divine voice spoke from the sky and said, Advaita Prabhu, Lord Gauranga will be with you in just a matter of a few days. And then you will all be singing and dancing together. Once again. When Advaita Prabhu heard this, he proclaimed it to the rest of the devotees. And although deep in the darkness of separation, the light of hope awakened in their hearts. And waiting for that moment to be reunited with the Lord to come, they did nothing. They didn't even eat or sleep. They simply remained together, chanting the holy name. So this is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this wonderful lila of separation. Internally, he increased his devotees' ecstatic love through these sentiments of separation, and simultaneously, he created an environment in which he could reach millions and millions of souls. They would hear from him. As a young grihastha, not everyone would hear from him, but as a sannyasi, even elder, learned scholars would bow down and hear his words. It is a sacrifice of compassion. And this is really the only reason anyone takes sannyas in our Gaudiya line, is to free ourselves of all encumbrances so that we could give our body, mind, words, and life to serving the Lord through being an instrument of His compassion within this world, to induce people to take to the path of bhakti, hearing His glories, the association of His devotees, and chanting His holy name. In this courtyard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the vows of a sannyasi and had ecstatic kirtan to celebrate. Everyone else was weeping and crying, and he was dancing in ecstasy. Now we will return to buses and go to Srikanda. As Krishnananda Prabhu has taught us, we should pray here that Krishnananda Prabhu will become completely renounced of all material attachments. And I'm sure he will also play for us. Let us fall on this sacred ground and offer our heartfelt prayers that we can, yes, be free from all material entanglements so that we can give our body, mind, words, and life in the service of Guru and the Vaishnavas and for the welfare of all living beings. That is what it really means to follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Go Premanandi Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Janinivas Prabhu will enlighten us with some words at this time.
I can follow that. As the residents of Vrindavan, they said, we cannot live without Krishna. And similarly, we can't die either because His promise is coming back. So similarly, the residents of Navadvipa also. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left, but still He was there. So they were in the same dilemma. But of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always works it out so everybody is ultimately satisfied and happy. As I think it's maybe Krishna Das Kaviraja. I think it was, or another acharya of Krishna. He said, anyway, I don't believe Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. How can he take sannyas? He is Gopinath. I cannot accept that he took it. No, he doesn't take sannyas. He stays in Vrindavan. So similarly also Lord Chaitanya, he never left Vrindavan. And whether he's in Mayapur or whether he's acting as a sannyas. He doesn't stop all his devotees. They're doing exactly the same thing. They're all dancing and singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
We have just heard directly from Navadvip Vasi, Janani Vasi. We read about what the residents of Navadvip felt when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, but today Janani Vas Prabhu has revealed the heart of a resident of Sri Mayapur Dhar. Thank you very much. Let us welcome Janani Vas Prabhu to our yatra. Prabhupada said about Janani Vas and Pankajangari Prabhus that they are better than sannyasis. Hare Hare. Thank you. We should return to buses as quickly as possible because it is becoming late.